Across America, adults generally hold the belief that our nation's children are inadequately prepared morally or spiritually for their future. In fact, more than 3 out of every 5 parents believe that the younger generation is not ready to handle an increasingly complex and demanding future. One of the reasons why our youngsters are so vulnerable is that few adults have clearly and comprehensively thought through their role as parents. I have conducted research studies involving more than 500,000 people over the past quarter century. During that period, I have observed some consistent elements about human decision-making and behavior. One of those insights is that few people have a well-defined philosophy that guides their every move. This seems to be especially true when it comes to parenting. Most of the parents we've interviewed in recent years have a survival-based philosophy, rather than a goal-oriented philosophy. While one must be careful not to accept people's retrospective explanations for their behavior as a perfect reflection of past reality, our interviews with the parents of spiritually transformed children showed that they had a refreshingly unambiguous notion of their role. Here is a description of some of the key perspectives that influenced their parenting efforts.
Get in the game early. Most parents, especially first-timers, juggle the desire to enjoy their child's early years with meeting their nonstop needs amidst sleepless nights. That makes putting into practice the first gem of wisdom from revolutionary parents sound impossible, but it is crucial. Here it is. Start your revolutionary parenting while your children are very young, and be relentlessly diligent from that point on. Whether revolutionary parents we studied made that choice on the basis of instinct or information, this advice is sound. Many studies confirm that children begin absorbing values and beliefs as soon as they can understand language. Conventional wisdom reminds us that children are sponges, absorbing everything in their environment, whether we want them to or not. Think of all the opportunities they have to pick up life perspectives, television content, both audio and visual cues, music, from the car radio to soundtracks of movies and TV shows, dinner table and household conversations they hear, and so on. Great parents recognize that from the moment a child leaves the womb until the time he or she leaves the home, they must be tirelessly guarding and shaping the mind, heart, and soul of their child. Looking back on their experience, more than a few of the outstanding parents we spoke to admitted that there were times when they simply let down their guard out of fatigue, confusion, frustration, or ignorance. These parents uniformly noted that such lapses in attention can produce undesirable outcomes in their children, even if those lapses simply open the door to future difficulties. Some parents noted the importance of both the mother and